theater is often about unraveling. The unraveling can come about when emotional pressure is applied to a shaky relationship. It can also come about as external events force people to confront who they are. And sometimes there are secrets, big secrets, that can unravel when both emotional and external pressures are applied. And that's the case in Amy Herzog's play Belleville, directed by M. Graham Smith, now at Custom Made Theater through January 28th. Abby and Zach are a couple in their late 20s, living in Paris. He works for Doctors Without Borders on pediatric AIDS. She's a former actress with a yoga class. She comes home one day from a class with zero enrollees to the Garrett apartment in the Belleville section to find Zach in their bedroom, watching porn on his computer. She's off her bipolar meds. He's not at work. Then, while she's showering, the landlord living downstairs shows up and tells Zach that if he doesn't pay 4 months of back rent, they'll be out on the street in a couple of days. From there, of course, things spiral out of control. Abby becomes more fragile and Zach more secretive. And then there's the knife, some blood, and what looks like a psychological study of a marriage may be turning into a thriller. And that's the fun of it. All four actors, Alicia Ehrlich as Abby, Justin Gilman as Zach, Nikeshi Emerua, and Nick Sweeney as their Senegalese landlords, have a field day playing with secrets, lies, and unhinged behavior. They're all good, though Alicia Ehrlich gets special praise for navigating a particularly difficult emotional journey. Belleville is a finely constructed play. While it seems that things go off the rails almost haphazardly, Amy Herzog sets everything up with off-the-cuff comments and questions that don't quite get answers. Paying attention in the early part of Belleville leads to rewards in the end. It helps that Amy Herzog's dialogue is sharp and often very funny, as these characters, despite their issues, are all extremely self-aware. They know what they're doing, they just can't stop. Of course, no play is without some social context. Belleville also looks at the psychology of self-harm, in particular the act of cutting, and how it plays into bipolar disorder and, of course, fear. These days, we're used to seeing our thrillers on film or on a television set. Going to the theater and seeing an actor with a knife has an immediacy that can't be duplicated in the other mediums. You're there live, and anything can happen. Belleville, by Amy Herzog, directed by M. Graham Smith, plays a custom-made theater in San Francisco through January 28th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.